Preserving and conserving global plant genetic resources is considered to be crucial in feeding a growing population. And since 2002, more than 130 countries have ratified the International Treaty on Plant Genetic Resources for Food and Agriculture.
The treaty is an international regime where countries decided that we needed to do something about conserving and sustainably using plant genetic resources for food and agriculture.
At the recent American Seed Trade Association annual meeting, Tom Nixon of Monsanto provided an update on the treaty, which is important to American farmers and agribusinesses.
The whole industry believes that there's a need to conserve, in a scientifically sound way, genetic resources. We need to make sure that very little is lost to extirpation, that's in situ, that ex situ collections need to be bolstered, they need to be supported. So we believe that in that fundamental underpinning, because it's genetic resources and access to those genetic resources that's the bread and butter of all of our, of any breeding company. And without those resources, you're not going to create new diversity, you're not going to create new and improved products.
Most of the world's largest agricultural producing countries, such as Australia, Brazil, Canada, and the European Union nations, have ratified the treaty. But our Congress has yet to approve it, even though it's been pending since 2002.
Well, we're very hopeful. It came very close, apparently, about 4 years ago, I think. It went through the Senate process. It was going to come up for a vote toward the end, and something else took precedent, and then it just fell off the shelf. But we're hoping that we can resurrect the conversation and get this over the goal line now.
ASTA supports ratification of the treaty, and Nixon says they're urging Congress to make it a priority.
Like any international regime, you have to study it. You have to understand what laws you may have in place that help you comply, or what things you have to do to comply. So the United States did that due diligence, and they understand that we don't have to change any of our laws. It's philosophically aligned with what we're trying to do in our national plant germplasm system to protect and conserve genetic resources. So we're really, really very close. We've already gone on the Hill and done some discussions with Senate members and committee members. We're hoping that others will carry the mantle, like the Agricultural Research Services and the universities, because they have a dog in this fight. We're making efforts to try and get this through.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.